You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. My name is Cora Zon. Now it's time for Zine, and joining me is international Zine correspondent Luke Sinclair. Hi, Luke.
Hello, Cora.
We have a very special guest on the program today.
Our special guest is comic maker Sabina Wills. Hello, Sabina.
Hello, Luke. Hello, Cora.
We'd like to start the program with Luke's personal definition of a zine.
My personal definition of a zine is an independent publication. A zine is a small, handmade magazine. A zine is usually made by an individual or a small group of individuals. A zine maker always has full creative control of their project. A zine usually sells for a low price or is free. A zine is often photocopied. A zine is often stapled. A zine is always made for love and not for profit. And a zine can break one or all of these rules and still be a zine.
So, Sabina, you put your comics into a zine format. Could you tell us a bit about whether your zine fits into this description?
Yes, it definitely fits in with the definition, Luke's excellent definition of a zine.
So, Sabina, we've got you on the show today to talk about some exciting travelling you are doing very soon. Where are you going?
Thank you very much, Luke. So I decided I would go to Fumetto, which is a comic conference in Luzern in Switzerland. I was born in Switzerland and I speak passable Swiss German, and I wanted to visit my relatives, and I thought, what a fantastic opportunity to explore this. It's not clear to me how big this conference is, although it does look massive. I also applied to table at the conference. They have 2 weekends of tabling, and while I have a full table of my own comics, I decided to table with Australian Small Press Comics. It's a small press heaven tabling conference over 4 days, 2 weekends, and I was accepted for all 4 days. They're very excited to see Australian comics, and now I'm putting the call out for Australian comics.
So what do you want people to do if they want to get their comics on the table in Switzerland?
Okay, so what we need to do to get comics in the table in Switzerland is get the comics to me. Now, an excellent way to get comics to me is through the wonderful Festival of the Photocopier. So Festival of the Photocopier is running in February 10th and 11th on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The conference in Switzerland starts from the 9th till the 17th of March, so I'll be flying out early March. I have got a bag. It is allowed to contain 25 kilos of material, and I could go past Border Force with a whole bag full of comics and a couple of pairs of underwear, but it is winter, I may have to pack in a jacket, or I may be wearing all my winter clothes on the aeroplane over.
So if people want to get the comics to you, they should bring them to the Festival of the Photocopier Zine first. So you will be there on the Sunday and they can give you the comics there. If they're coming on the Saturday, I am happy to take them from people. How many comics are you looking for?
So comics, sadly, on this one, it's going to be a weight issue, but up to 5 comics. So I will be able to have in Switzerland, the currency is the Swiss franc. Switzerland does not bother with the euro, of course, having their own Swiss franc, which is nice and big and powerful. The current exchange rate is about 1 Swiss franc makes 1.8 Australian dollars. So the currency for sale of the comics will be in Swiss francs. I will have a square, you know, little tappy thing. But speaking to my father the other day, he said in Switzerland, there's still a lot is done with cash, the old cash, but I'll be able to convert cash into currency as well. Although, sadly, I don't have a Swiss bank account at the moment because the Swiss fees, they changed the rules a few years ago and the fees were too big and I lost my Swiss bank account. So that is the process of payment. And yes, so I will be able to, with my wonderful engineering brain, keep track of who gets paid what and, yeah, work out all the payments. So, unfortunately, I don't have... this is a totally self-funded trip, So, and I don't have a grant or any money for this, but yeah, certainly want to make sure people get paid for their comics.
I like the idea of the term conference being used. How much do you know about what's going on over in Switzerland at the conference other than the 4 days of tabling?
Sadly, there is zero information on this. On their website, there is no information. The website is fumetto.ch, which is for Switzerland. So unfortunately, they haven't released what they're doing beyond. There's certainly a number of art exhibitions, comic art exhibitions on display in the township of Luzern, which is a town in Switzerland. But yeah, sadly, they haven't released many details yet. So not sure.
Well, we've also lining you up to do an interview whilst you're in Switzerland to tell us all about it.
Yes. Very, very excited to be crossing live the international part of. I know Luke is very international, and I'm very excited to be international for the day.
I'm very excited by the idea of the 4 days of the zine fair, the zine market, zine tables component. What will you do if there's a stampede in the first 5 minutes and all the comics are gone in the first 5 minutes? So you're going to have to draw... You have to draw up some comics quite quickly.
No, Luke, don't make me panic about these things. I hadn't even thought about that as an option. So, no, I am not sure what I'm going to have to get. An international, I shall have to speak to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and get an urgent courier run of additional comics from Sticky Institute. So I think we'll have to hit them up for that.
We're going to hear from The Cure first up with Just Like Heaven.
listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is Zine.
We're joined by comic maker Sabina Wills, who is on her way to Switzerland in just a couple of weeks to take part in a large comics conference there. Sabina, I just wanted to ask, how did you kind of make connections within the Australian comic scene?
That's an excellent question, Luke, because certainly making zines can be very intensive, but making comics is hugely intensive. So it takes a lot of time and effort to do the shortest comic. And I really did think, what am I going to do with these things? And I had been to Festival of the Photocopier as a patron. And one year I thought, right, I've got enough comics now. I'm going to go there myself and I'm going to have a table. This was a bit of a scary thing. I think scary also in some ways because I don't think I'm very edgy or out there. And I did have a bit of a fear that Festival of the Photocopier was where all the cool kids hang out, and that was not me. So, yeah, but it was putting together that table, turning up and standing there, not only having the interaction with people passing by and then seeing my work and reacting to my work, but speaking to the person next to me, even though it was someone I'd never met before and someone totally different and maybe making zines in other areas, and then going out, talking to other people that make comics and, yeah, really starting to meet some people. And over the years, it's just been a great way to meet people and make those connections in comics, which, yeah, is quite a small area, I'm realising, but yeah, so many interesting people.
What do you find are some kind of things that are particular to a comics fair, you know, just when it's really geared towards comics as opposed to a whole kind of zine fair or a bigger, larger, small press fair?
So the only one I can really compare it to is comparing Festival of the Photocopier to Paper Cuts. That was an event held in Adelaide last year and held every 2 years. And so Paper Cuts was comics only, whereas certainly I see that, you know, looking around the festival, it is, you know, very important to make things that have like comics in them or zines in them and not other things as well, because I tend to be a purist. So yeah, it was interesting seeing, and the fascinating thing with Paper Cuts and with Festival of the Photocopy is you're getting people from all over Australia. Sadly, we have so few small press opportunities. Events tend to be either the large end, but yeah, we have so few events for the small press, and it's just great to have those opportunities to show your work and so people can see your work and other makers can see each other.
One of those opportunities, which is just kind of putting their information around this week, is the Comic Arts Workshop have just announced that they are looking for applicants for their residency later this year. So that's a really, you know, ambitious project. So it's intended for comics makers who want to make a long form comic and they go away and stay in a camp type situation for an extended period of time. Is it 10 days maybe?
Two weeks.
Yeah. And the idea is there's really formal workshop sessions where you present where you're up to with your long form comic. And there's, I think there was 20 people maybe went on the last one. And so everyone takes part in the feedback sessions. And so you've got people who are super experienced. They've written, you know, multiple graphic novels or longer form comics work. But they're calling out for applicants for their next residency. So if you just search Comic Art Workshop anywhere, you will get to the application form and see how to apply for that. The other exciting thing which is happening at the minute is Michael Fakaris, who we've had on this show before, and his project, Silent Army Projects. He is talking at the New York Comics Symposium in a couple of weeks about the Australasian comic scene. His talk is on. So he'll be taking another suitcase full of Australian and New Zealand comics over to New York and presenting. It's always really interesting when this work is getting out there into the world. Another place that does residencies is KUS Comics, who are based in Latvia. They're calling out for a residency again at the moment. I know Australian zine maker Bailey Sharp went over there for one of the KUS Comics residencies in Latvia a few years ago. And again, so you work in a studio type environment, making your work, and then you're presenting Australian work to this incredible, incredible publisher. So they send their work to Sticky, and it's always impeccably printed. The content is absolutely incredible. And it's a lot of Latvian and Eastern European makers, but they branch out. They have kind of Australian contributors, there's Japanese contributors, there's American contributors. So it's super kind of international and just kind of dynamic and totally exciting. But I guess I wanted to ask, after you feeling a little nervous about going and tabling at a zine fair, did you feel a bit more comfortable by the end of it?
Definitely. I really felt the whole atmosphere and the whole place, like sitting behind the table, was excellent. There was great backup. Actually, I meant to tell Paper Cuts in their feedback that they should have a similar system to Festival of the Photocopier, with your people with the pink high-vis tape taking your table, because sometimes you do need that break from the tables, just for important going to the toilet and things like that. And this is always the challenge with these sort of events, because you also want to see other people and not just sit behind your desk. And I think that's an excellent thing that Festival of the Photocopier offers. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. I think it's fantastic for people watching and all other things. And just, I've always learned so much. And I've really enjoyed them. So, yeah, I highly recommend anyone goes.
Before you were working as a team leader at Healesville Library, I met you tabling at the Festival of the Photocopier.
Exactly. And I did think at the time that, yes, it takes you 5 minutes to read a comic. It's taken me 50 hours to make.
Well, we'll talk more about that after this song.
This is Serena by The Dirty Three.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is Zine. Our very special guest today is Sabina Wills. Sabina, you were saying just before the last song that it takes 50 hours to make a comic and only a few minutes to read one. Tell us a bit about the process.
Well, yes, there's a lot of thinking in those 50 hours. I was actually lucky enough to have 2 weeks through the Mornington Peninsula Shire Council at their artist-in-residence program down at Point Nepean. And in those 2 weeks, in my mind, I thought, oh, I'm going to write a whole comic, which I am still working on that comic. And actually, so the first 2 weeks was in that process was thinking about ideas. And the great thing about being down at Point Nepean, you're in a quarantine station. And I went snorkeling, and this was in the middle of winter, and I went snorkeling 13 times, and I got chilblains in my hands and feet for my art. But it was wonderful. It was a whole new world under the Portsea Pier, looking at, you know, seeing things and seeing things differently, which I really enjoyed that, because at first I thought, where is anything underwater? I'm not seeing anything. And then slowly, and I actually was lucky enough to see a weedy sea dragon, because you just have to slow down and see different things. Then I thought, because I really want to have this outcome of this comic from the event. And the other day I did a... wasn't quite the 24-hour comic book challenge. I did a 12-hour comic book challenge where I didn't start with anything new, but I pulled together all the work I had so far, all the doodles and sketches and ideas, and I thought, right, I need to now thumbnail my ideas, and I need to get a full story, a complete story with a beginning, a middle and an end. And so I spent 12 hours of one day sketching, and then another 12 hours over that next week. And after that 24 hours, I now have an outline. So this is a draft. And I mean, because comic is both visual and words and pages, and each panel is a piece of art and it all has to fit together, there's so much work still to be done. But yeah, I really feel proud of myself because, as Luke said, this is... a thing with having a residency, you know, having that time to think about projects.
What, do you have a title for this particular comic?
So I have some characters. So I write comics for beginner readers. I have Bill and Bot, and it's Quarantine Island Rescue, which these are some of my favourite things and the things that I enjoyed down at Point Nepean, the idea of a mysterious castle on an island with, you know, with thunderstorms and, you know, rocky things, the idea of quarantine and being taken away to get better, and being separated, the idea of quarantine and separation.
But how are you structuring your days on the residency? Would you snorkel early? Do you snorkel later? I don't know. When's the best time for snorkeling?
So I did what I would not recommend, which was snorkeling alone, but I was very careful with snorkeling. The safest time is at high tide or low tide, so not in the in-between tidy bits, so strictly high tide and low tide. I was very careful looking at the weather. Certainly at Portsea, there is the morning swimmers that go out every morning, and they were quite surprised that I was wearing 2 wetsuits. They were much braver than I was, but then I went out for like 40 minutes at a time, and once I didn't put my hood on correctly and I had the most blinding headaches. I think the water at the time is about 12 degrees.
So. not the best time to snorkel. I also snorkeled. Low tide is a good time to go because you can get closer to the sea creatures.
When do you think, looking forward, when will that zine be completed? And when will it be in the hands of the readers?
Oh, that's such a good question. And it's, look, it is difficult working at Healesville Library as I do, but also talking about comics all day as I do too, which I love. Look, because it just takes so many drafts to get a really good, because you need to work on the story and the images and the words. It is a longer comic, and this is why. And I recently ran some workshops for children over the summer holidays working on comic strips, And I did think as I was teaching, I thought I need to take my own advice, because there's something very satisfying with starting and finishing a comic strip and having something to show. So we worked with children in workshops, and you have something to show for your work and it's complete. So I think I actually need to work on more comic strips for that feeling of completeness.
Will you add those comic strips to the one that you've just worked out, like the one that you've got the outline for, or are you going to keep it in that different format?
Look, I do sometimes like thinking of comic strips as little parts, parts of a greater story. And there's some great how-to things that say, well, all you need is a series of strips together and you can create a larger piece. So that thing of a strip is you've got those three beats and, you know, that bit of surprise, and then you can work it on to make a bigger piece.
So with this one that you're working on, the quarantine one, how big are you thinking that's going to end up? How many pages?
I think it came up to 65 pages. So that's a lot.
That's massive. That's more than I was expecting. And that's got your characters are going on this adventure down there and meeting the sea creatures, etc.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, that'd be fabulous. Oh, I can't wait to see it.
What was the process like for you to end up at Point Nepean? What was the kind of application process to do that?
Yeah, so look, highly recommended. It had always been one of my dreams to be an artist in residence. And then one day I thought, I've never actually even applied for one. How about I actually apply for one and see what it's like? So the Mornington Peninsula Shire Council has two of the old quarantine buildings down at Point Nepean. Highly recommend it to anyone to apply. They are quite broad in their definition of what an artist is and also what stage artists are at. I actually applied and I was unsuccessful. They did ask me to run a comic book workshop as part of their Drift Festival, which I did. And then they emailed me later and said, look, someone has dropped out of the program. Would I like a place? And I said, yes, please. And I was very excited. So it was very short notice, but I was there. If they said tomorrow I could come back again, I would be there. I would be gone. So, and it was wonderful. It was 2 weeks. I didn't have to have a completed artwork afterwards. They were very generous in the program.
Could we talk a little bit more about the day? Like Luke was mentioning, did you snorkel in the morning or in the afternoon? What about when you were doing your art? How long were you working on that?
Oh, look, it was just wonderful to have that time to think, to have that time to read. Although I remember sitting there once reading, because I did take a huge pile from the library, of course, to read. Sitting there one day reading and thinking, yes, I can read at home. You know, I'm living in a national park, get out the front door. So I spent a lot of time on my bicycle. That was fantastic to take a bicycle because I could pedal around. There's all these roads and because you're on, you can see both sides, the bay side and the open ocean side. It's just really fantastic.
So adventurous. This is Zine. Our very special guest is comic maker Sabina Wills. Sabina, could you give us a few tips for people who'd like to make a comic?
Okay, so tip number one is try and draw something or do something every day. Now, I used to have nice, expensive artists, you know, diaries and things like that. No, throw them all out. Get the cheapest, nastiest notebook with lines in it, because then it already feels like the page is not this whole blank scary thing, and just start doing something. So doodling, drawing, anything that you've, you know, ephemera or anything that you've picked up on the day. So start doing that. Three panel comics are a really good way to start, because you sort of think a beginning, a middle and an end, and you've got something complete. Now, when you're drawing any characters talking, do your text first and then draw the speech bubble, because there is guaranteed every time you draw a speech bubble, the text never fits into it. And often with a comic, it's very interesting that by changing the words, you can change the whole meaning and the whole flow of the comic. So, yeah, words come later. And for longer pieces, and I think I found this through my writing, although my writing was very terrible, is you need to get to the end, because it's only when you get to the end and you do something even roughly that you really know where it's going to, and then you can work on the middle bits. It's no good just trying to start all the time. You need to, you know, finish stuff off. Luke's laughing at me.
No, I'm just waiting for you to say that you got to get in the ocean with your snorkel and that's how you've got to start all of this.
I can do that part. Sabina, you've also got an exhibition at Healesville Library coming up. Tell us about that.
Look, I'm very excited. There's a huge interest in libraries in graphic novels. And there's just an amazing assortment of graphic novels that are out. A lot of them have come from self-published initially in that area of junior, teenage and adult fiction, which has got amazing work coming out. So in the Healesville Library, we're going to do a display of Australian graphic novels that we have in our collection. So there was been a lot of interest in ALIA and Public Libraries Victoria to promote Australian and Australian authors. So I've made this collation of them, and I'll be sharing that with other libraries as well. I've got amazing artwork from Dean Rankin, who's got a fantastic Australian Comic Book Day, which is third day in it's in November. But I've put on it, Australian Comic Book Day is every day. And he's got an amazing artwork with an echidna drawing a comic, so which is really fantastic, which really ties it together. And I'll be taking that to Switzerland too. And that's what I'm really excited about too is, so we've got this display of Australian graphic novels that people can borrow from the library. And it just makes sense to fill, because we're running it for the whole of February, fill that then with Australian comic small press, to show people what's out there and available. So anything I'll be collecting at Sticky, at Festival of the Photocopier, will be going into that display before it gets packed into my back, into my bag to head off to Switzerland.
That's going up this week at Healesville Library.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's some zine action which is coming up this weekend. There is the launch of the whole new crop of zines inside Fontella, the zine machine, which is a zine bending machine, which can be found at Berkeley Square in Ballarat. So launching this Sunday, the 4th of Feb from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That is, they're keeping the zines in the machine for 3-month blocks. So they've just come to the end of the first 3-month block. And so there's a whole new batch of zines which are launching at that event. Then coming up the next weekend, we have the Festival of the Photocopier Zine Fair, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and the 11th of February, 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Meat Market, Blackwood Street, North Melbourne. Well, there will be a whole different crop of makers there on the Saturday and the Sunday. It looks like there'll be 200 stalls per day and lots of people coming through, free to get in. It's going to be a good couple of weeks.
Yes. And Sabina will be collecting Australian comics at the Festival of the Photocopier. Luke will collect them on the Sticky stall, correct?
On the Saturday, I'll collect them on the Sticky stall on the Saturday, and then Sabina will be at the fair to collect them on the Sunday, and they will be heading off to Switzerland from there.
Woohoo!
Exactly. With a stay in the Healesville Library display case first to show all Australian small press comics, which will be fantastic, and then into my bag and gone.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the program today, Sabina.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, Luke. Appreciate it, Cora.